Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, the father of Logan Federico made national news. Testifying before a congressional committee, the absolute heartbreak of losing his daughter, who I think we've demonstrated on this show, honestly, our judges in state legislature, in particular, a handful of judges who we named, might as well have pulled the trigger. As the world reels from what happened to Arena Zaruska at the hands of DeCarlos Brown, you pointed out, Alexander Dickey, who murdered Logan Federico, blows his record away. Why? A lot of folks upset that DeCarlos Brown, before he brutally murdered Arena Zaruska, had a bunch of dismissed charges, a ton of them actually, but most of them were misdemeanors, charges that didn't carry a lot of time in prison. Well, Alexander Dickey had 70 charges, including 25 felony convictions. He'd been sentenced to 30 years in prison here in South Carolina. 30 years in prison across 4 cases. Why wasn't he there? Well, because judges suspend sentences in this state. It's only really supposed to be used on a first charge. Okay, this is your first felony armed robbery. Go straight. We'll suspend the sentence. Yes, we're going to sentence you. Yes, we're going to make you a felon, but you don't actually have to go to prison. You can leave the courtroom. But you've got to comply with all of the judge's dictates. So that might be substance counseling, regularly meeting with your parole officer. You don't get to go out and rob another bank. But in South Carolina, the judges suspend the sentence. Everybody, wink, wink, nod, nods. And then guess what? You went out and robbed a bank. And then the next judge goes, here, have another suspended sentence. And the first judge, who can send you to prison, just doesn't, pretends not to know you're out robbing banks. It's creating a more violent criminal justice atmosphere. I've been on this for 11 years. Than you'll find in Charlotte or even Blue City. So we're going to hear from her father at 8. I can't wait to hear from him. It's just an absolute outrage. And folks, this is because what happens in our legislature is that Republicans, who really are Democrats, they just run as Republicans in the state, they appoint liberal judges. They love them, some liberal judge. Why? Because in our legislature, one of the things that makes our legislature so profoundly corrupt compared to others is because these law firms have figured out that they can buy themselves a legislator or send one of their lawyers to run. They'll raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they pick the judges. See, in South Carolina, it's one of just two states in the nation where the judges aren't elected. They are elected, but they're elected by the legislature. In normal environments, the people elect the judges. And so we could take out a judge who says, you know what, 30 years, in prison, what, you were just going to let you out, no matter how many burglaries, armed robberies you commit, like Alexander Dickey did. So we have no ability to take these judges out at the ballot box here. We cannot defeat them. Worse, the legislators who pick them are picked themselves to pick liberal judges. So that when those big law firms go before the judges, the judge sees them, he knows he better suspend that sentence. Nobody going to prison. Oh, and he better rule if it's a civil case or a family court case, he better rule on the side of whatever lawyer is with the legislators. You know, the legislator who appoints the judge, he's not going to appoint again. And so we have one of the worst criminal justice atmospheres in this country. This is why, and I've been on this since I got here. This is why, if you look at South Carolina, every single year, 11 years I've been here, we are number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. We're always in the top five. Some years we're number one or number two, drunk driving fatalities per capita. This is why. These law firms, they all do drunk driving arrests. It's cash cow for them. And if you hire the firm of the state legislators who appointed judges, guess what? Oh, drunk driving ain't no big thing here. Go ahead. Yeah, no, we'll just suspend the sentence. It's no big deal. Have a good day. Want a beer? Would you like a beer? Yeah, you can go down the street and get one. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe not drink it while you drive. Although if you do, we're fine with it. We're good. I want to be a judge again. So I can tell all my friends at the country club I'm a judge. So for those of you who are seeing this, it's been a national news story. This judge's home, $1.5 million home on Edisto Island. And her husband is a Democrat state legislator. What's she doing on the bench? Like I said, we hire Democrat judges because they let everybody go. And that's very profitable for the law firms, the right law firms who hire the legislators who really aren't Republicans. They're just crooked. So her home exploded. She was out walking her dog on the beach and her husband narrowly escaped. She recently ruled against Donald Trump. Trump's DOJ is rightly trying to get voter rolls turned over to it so they can go find the illegal immigrants, the dead and fake voters, and then force us to remove them. Democrats don't want to remove them because how else will they elect Lindsey Graham? Duh. And other Democrats. So she just recently ruled that the DOJ cannot have the voter rolls, at least not officially have the voter rolls and the voter registration histories, because then they're going to find the fake voters, the illegal immigrant voters, and all the fraud and corruption. You can't do that. So her, the media's theory is that this is a Trump MAGA terrorist that has blown up her house. Me personally, I was more interested in how does judges in South Carolina, how do you have a $1.5 million home? Like, that's super duper weird. But then you find out her husband's been a legislator. You're like, ah, makes sense. Anyway, that's the implication that the mainstream media is running with. This must have been a firebombing by a MAGA terrorist. You know, January 6th and all. Well, is there any evidence of that? No. They've never needed any evidence for a good hoax, so. We're glad that the two of them escaped and are fine. We don't want anybody's home hurt. We don't want anybody hurt. We're not like the Democrats. But that's what's going on. Coming up at 8 a.m., we'll hear from Logan Federico's father. I have a couple questions for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.